Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March the 9th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a penny and a quarter, 5.45 and three quarters. May wheat up a dime, 6.56 and a half, and May beans up 6 1/4 cents at 4.40. Well, the reports came out kind of much to do about nothing, but the wheat was a strong number. World carryout lowered by 3 million metric tons. Bit of a surprise, almost 4 million. Under what they were looking for. They left the corn, bean, and wheat carryouts unchanged. They increased Brazilian soybean production up 1 million metric tons. They left corn unchanged. Argentinian corn was left unchanged. They lowered the beans by 500,000 metric tons. World carryouts on beans were raised just 300,000 metric tons. Corn was raised 1.2. So the numbers were a little bit bearish on corn and beans. We came out, the initial reaction was to break it. Corn got down to 536 and a half. Beans got down to 1423. We rallied the beans 17, 18 cents off of those lows. We rallied the corn a dime off the lows, and we rallied the wheat about a dime off the lows as well. We closed everything near the highs of the day. So even though corn closed a little bit lower here on the May contract, still pretty powerful. D's corn made a new contract high and high close, as did November beans, as did May oil. So we still have a lot of strength. I thought we'd kind of sell off after this report, particularly I thought it was a little bit bearish, but the funds want to keep buying it out here. So we were able to firm up and close beans higher. We were about 2 cents lower late in the session, about 1 o'clock. The corn was 3-4 cents lower most of the day, rallied to only close a penny and a quarter lower. So it wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been out here. People are looking forward to the quarterly stocks numbers on the end of the month. That's 3 weeks from tomorrow. Also, the intentions report. I think the intentions will be bearish, but the stocks numbers could be a little bit bullish out here. But market's defying a lot of odds. Corn had the double top high close yesterday. We closed, 3 cents above that here today. That's pretty powerful. A lot of resistance in D's corn up at $5, but certainly looks like we can get there. We haven't heard a lot about it, but in the last few days, freight rates continue to move through the roof out here. That's adding to inflation thoughts and higher prices on commodities. So maybe that's what's in back of the rally here. The pros just wanted to buy a lower trade, and they got it. Aside from that, I really don't see much here. I thought it was, basically a sort of bearish report, but good closes. And I don't think you can buck this trend right now. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.